So good morning, everyone. European assets are up pretty strongly this morning. They're up anywhere from 20 to 60 basis points across most markets. We're seeing outperformance in the industrials and basic resources and tech and banks, retail and energy. Those are all the sectors that are up. BP is jumping on its solid earnings report and also its buyback announcement. The tech sector in Europe is also being led higher by ASML. You know, it's been a favorite of ours here for a while, and SAP. Infineon, on the other hand, is in the red after cutting its guidance. Bayer is weak too due to ongoing round of litigation anxiety coming out of there, and UBS is sliding a bit on earnings. Over in Asia, we already saw mixed price action throughout the day. We saw the Japanese indices were down. But the Chinese indices were up quite strongly after there was some more chatter of additional government aid steps coming in. But keep in mind, I think the most important near-term catalyst for those markets could be the Alibaba earnings, which come out tomorrow morning, Wednesday morning. Remember, that's going to kick off the Chinese tech earnings season. We also saw Toyota shares spike nearly 5% in Japan to a new record close after the company posted pretty strong earnings and raised guidance. We're seeing treasuries in the United States have a bit of a small bid this morning after getting hit very hard on Friday after the non-farm payroll report and the 60 Minutes interview and services ISM number that came out yesterday here in the U.S. The next major, let's say, treasury or Fed-linked event will be the treasury auctions. There will be a 3-year auction today. There will be a 10-year auction tomorrow and a 30-year auction on Thursday, followed by those CPI revisions on Friday, which, as I mentioned, is going to be a crucial data point. Fed expectations aren't shifting much this morning. They've obviously repriced aggressively in the hawkish direction over the last few days. As of today, the odds of a 25 basis point rate cut at the March meeting are just above 17% and roughly 80% by the May meeting. So at this point, the market has priced in or has priced out the March cut and is starting to price in the May a cut going in, and it's pricing in roughly 117, 120 basis points worth of cuts in aggregate for 2024. The dollar is up marginally on this news, but remember, it has a really big rally on Friday and on Monday. Brent is off just a bit as investors really watch to see what's going to happen from Secretary Blinken's Middle East trip. And see if we get any news on that potential Gaza ceasefire, which could hit the tape at any moment. And we're seeing natural gas is pretty flat while prices are climbing in Europe. And finally, Bitcoin is up 130 basis points to around 43,000, just under 43,000 this morning, while gold is trading flat. That's it. Back to you guys.
Insignia Financial Group, LLC, comprises a number of operating businesses engaged in the offering of brokerage and advisory products and services in various jurisdictions, principally in Latin America. Brokerage products and services are offered through Insignia International Financial Services, LLC, headquartered in Puerto Rico, and through Insignia Securities, LLC, headquartered in Miami. Both are members of the Financial Industry Regulatory Authority, FINRA, and Securities Investors Protection Corporation, SIPC. Investment advisory products and services are offered through Insignia Advisory Services, LLC, an investment advisor registered with the Securities and Exchange Commission. In Uruguay, advisory services are offered through Insignia International Asesores de Inversión Uruguay, SA, Insignia Asesores de Inversión Latam, SRL, and Insignia Asesores de Inversión de Uruguay, SRL, in Argentina, and through Insignia Argentina, SAU, and in Chile through Insignia Asesorías Financieras, SPA. Collectively, these 8 operating businesses make up the Insignia Financial Group. To learn more about the broker-dealers, including their conflicts of interest and compensation practices, please go to https://insignia.com/disclosures/ or via www.finra.org. To learn about Insignia Advisory Services and any conflicts related to its advisory services, please see its Form ADV and brochure, which can be found at Investment Public Advisor Public Disclosures website, https://advisorinfo.sec.gov/.